Welcome to CFO Talk. This is a really special CFO Talk. I have as a co-host, Andy Burrows, the founder of Supercharge Finance. Andy will also be one of our guests, and I'll be a guest for Andy. So really excited to kind of share some of our thoughts on what's going on in the CFO world and what's going on for finance leaders. So with that, Andy, it's really great to have you on the show.
It's really good to be here. I mean, let's face it, Steve, we're just going to have a chat, right?
We are going to have a chat. And, you know, one of the things that's happening, and it's been exciting for us because we've taken a couple polls and we're kind of, you know, taking the temperature of the finance leaders. And we've done some research on transformation. And, you know, transformation for us ends up being, you know, really significant moves in what's happening in the CFO suite. And so we've done a little bit of work on this. And if I'll just take a second and maybe it'll inspire some thoughts on your hand, but on your side. But we found that when it comes to transformation, 80% of finance leaders have either say they either have not, you know, made any progress, have not seen any benefits, and over 50% of that 80% have said they're just getting started. So this whole concept of transformation, which I think is kind of fearful. I mean, number one, it's hard to define. Everyone has a little different definition of it, but also people fear that they're getting behind. And I think our data says that's not necessarily the case.
I think that's exactly how I've looked at it. It's kind of the data like that can be portrayed, especially by the software vendors and people like that, as like, you're getting behind. And actually, you look at it the reverse way, it's like, actually, we're not so far behind because everybody's behind. And we're all striving. So we're all going together on the journey. And we should just get on with it and not beat ourselves up on how far behind we are.
Yeah, I think there's so much. I mean, what do you see in the media, in the finance media? It's always about that one or two people who have made these strides, and you're thinking that's everyone, and that's just not the case. So I think that the big message is, you know, the transformation is really important. There's no doubt people feel that they have to make significant changes in their finance teams and their finance systems and their skill sets in order to compete. So there's no doubt it's important that there's significant innovation made within finance, but they shouldn't feel bad that they aren't leading the whole pack and they don't have their close done in 30 seconds, a continuous close, and they're not data-driven insights that, you know, they're making all the big decisions for the companies. That's not what it's really all about. It's these incremental improvements that end up really, I think, shaping us. And, you know, the study also said, they said, well, what does transformation mean for you? What is going to be the big tools to do that? And interesting enough, data analytics became, it was over 50% of a poll that over 300 finance leaders said data analytics is going to drive us to kind of the major part of transformation. And the next piece was technology, so fintech and improving you know, the technology in our business. And third was the finance business partner role, so creating that skill set around the communication and the visualization and being able to have influence within our company. So pretty interesting data around this whole transformation set.
Yeah, I agree. It's sort of And I guess we've got to say it's all opinions as well. It's not necessarily that everyone's got the right answer. I suppose one of my observations or my standpoint is we tend to present these things like finance transformation or FP&A or whatever as one thing that everybody has to strive for. But my contention is that you've got millions of businesses out there. All the requirements and needs and visions and missions and goals of all these different businesses are different, and they're all on different stages of the journey. So, you know, data analytics may absolutely be what, you know, some companies need to focus on. Business partnering may be what other companies need to focus on. So it's not that there's a priority level. It's just that some companies have got one focus and some companies have got another. And I think the important thing and the thing I keep going on about, because I think it's been absent from finance transformation for as long as I can remember, is starting with the why. It's starting with what's our vision for finance. And that's going to be slightly different depending on what business you're in. And it's all about how can finance help the business. If you start at that, you know, start with the vision and the goal, and then say, what's the gap? Then that should determine your transformation journey. And not just, oh, I've done a poll and it says we should be looking at data analytics, because it might not be the right thing for everybody.
That's such a great point. I mean, you're right that everyone's different and everyone has a different journey they're going to take, and every business needs something different. Every business starts at a different place. So really a good point that it's individual, right? It's going to be every company and every CFO or finance leader is going to have their own set of requirements. And it does start with the why. I think that's a really good point. So, you know, thinking about, but we all need help in that, and we're all kind of on our own journey, and but having somebody to assist us is really helpful. So, you know, the mentoring and coaching part of the CFO role, which is becoming much more accepted now, and finding kind of like, I think it started professional sports and now it's kind of coming into, you know, professional leaders and executives. You know, Supercharge Finance has a coaching program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. It's called My Finance Coach. I set it up as a coaching. Well, it's more of a membership actually than a program, because I wanted it to be more than just a course. I don't want it to be just CPD points that people sign up to and then they just tick off a course that they've done it. I want to actually be a coach that's alongside people. Yes, they get some on-demand training online, but they also get access to sort of group coaching sessions where we actually talk about what their challenges are that particular week, and we help them grow and develop and actually apply what they've learned in practice. So they actually become better and not just, you know, watch a few course videos or
You're offering them mentors within their peer group and coaching from you and Supercharge Finance and creating a more dynamic world where they can actually apply, you know, what they're learning right to work and probably help define how their transformation looks.
And what I find actually is the problems and the challenges that the individuals come up with are not necessarily what should my finance transformation look like? It's more sort of issues with their careers, or how do I deal with this situation at work, or what can I do about the sales guys won't listen to me, or, you know, things like that. So what I find is actually all of those come back to the behavioral skills. It's basically influencing and leadership skills. And, you know, sort of 8 times out of 10, we'll be talking about those sort of personal effectiveness, interpersonal skills, communication, influencing. And then 2 times out of 10, we'll be talking about, you know, technical stuff and guidance on that. So I think that's natural for a coach when you look talking about individuals and coaching. Yeah. But I know you've got a coaching setup as well. I mean, how does that work?
We approach it similar. We have, you know, CFO.University has an on-demand platform that doesn't really have any coaching in it. It's more courses and tools that people can use at their leisure. And then we've got our Member Scholar Plus program, which is an individual one-on-one coaching. And that starts off with, it's a bit different. We certainly, they're available. Our network is available to them. We make that available, but we focus more on kind of assessing them initially, assessing their skill sets when it relates to being a finance professional or a finance leader. And then also we assess what their business needs. So we try to link in the strengths and the shortcomings of the student to the Scholar Plus program and what their business needs. And so that gives them some big wins right away, a little bit like you applying kind of what they're doing directly. But we are able to kind of assess where their strengths and weaknesses are, where the company's finance departments, and we call, for us, that includes accounting, finance, treasury, and general leadership. So we assess that, and then we link those two up and make sure that if there's weaknesses that can improve, that can help in both, we really focus on making those better, both for the individual, and that helps the corporately, and then making sure we're leveraging their strengths and making sure we're taking advantage of their strengths and applying those to the business too. So in our coaching program, it's 1 hour a week or month. It's kind of designed around the individual, and we kind of tackle those same issues that you're tackling. And we don't have very many technical issues. I'll be honest. If they have a technical accounting issue, they talk to their CPA. It's more about how to work with their CEOs and their boards, and how to get along with that VP of sales and make sure that we're delivering value so that that whole communication piece can get greased and we really create, you know, solid communication around the team. So coach, it sounds similar, and our goals are very much the same, but it's really a value added program, I think, for those people that are able to take that step.
Because yours is very much individually based, isn't it? It's very much sort of taking individuals and creating a plan for them to help them on their way. Whereas I've tend to get people in groups, and it makes the cost lower.
Makes it more accessible,
I think.
Yeah. I think, and it gives us some of the same benefits. We do a professional development plan for each of our students, and I think there's some interesting hybrid. And that's why, by the way, it's so interesting. I just love working with you, because there's so many different ideas, and you're always inspiring me to think differently. And just really enjoy sharing ideas like this. How do you even approach mentoring and coaching? I learn something every time I talk to you. How do we get a hold of you and Supercharge Finance?
Basically, just look at the website, superchargefinance.com. And if you want to look up my finance coach, then there's a link on the homepage. You can find out everything you need to know and sign up if you want to. So
great.
Yeah, superchargefinance.com.
That's super. And you can get a hold of me at cfo.university. And of course, you can find me on LinkedIn or wherever too. And once again, you know, it's been wonderful learning from you, Andy. Really enjoy that. And look forward to our collaboration in the future. You're too much fun for me to avoid, and too smart for me not to pay attention to. So have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Cheers, Steve. Take care.